The junior Springboks have not looked this good in maybe a decade. That's right, our under 20 box have just defeated Argentina in a very impressive display. And in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat as I break down for you what was good, what was great, and what needs improvement for the rest of the under 20 rugby championship. So let me say from the get-go, there really was a lot to like about our junior box first outing. I thought they were solid in almost every area against Los Pumitas in Cabeja, or Port Elizabeth as it is still known along the N2. We started nicely, and it was not long before we took the lead. Cheswell Uister looks a really strong runner, and it was not a surprise that he played a key role in our opening try. I was really pleased by what I was seeing. But then, in what feels the most typical South African rugby thing that could happen, happened. We play well, gaining ascendancy, and then suddenly one mistake, and the opposition pounces. It's like a disease. And boom, the scores were level. That was disappointing, but in a way, a good thing too. We want the junior Springboks to have to deal with disappointment and adversity. That will show us what these boys are made of. And they were going to have to show us exactly that, because the South Americans were showing us what they had in their magic box of tricks. To such an extent that Los Pumitas were not only in the lead at halftime, they scored again soon after the break. Bautista Lescano looking like a very dangerous player, if I may single out one of their players. Their captain, Felipe Ledesma, also impressed. It was 25-15 to Argentina in GQ, and our boys were going to have to quickly become men. So, could we fight back? Could we show resilience? We were being tested, and I think anyone who has watched the junior Springboks in the last few seasons might have looked at this and thought, here we go again. Oh, but not this bunch. That early second half try would be the last time Argentina scored points in the match. The junior Springboks ran in three unanswered tries after that. We not only fought back, but did so in a dominant fashion. Final score, 36-25 to South Africa. Not only are we off the mark, but we are also top of the table in this under 20 rugby championship. And I know this is going to sound biased and perhaps also like premature zeal, but I watched the Aussies and the Baby Blacks earlier in the day, and I want to say, I think we can take them. Yes, it won't be easy. We will have to improve in certain areas for sure. But I didn't see anything in either of those sides that struck any fear in me. I believe we'll have to defend better. We'll need to be more vigilant, and our line speed is going to have to be on point. But overall, I reckon we can take them. So I mentioned earlier there was a lot to like. Yes, I thought we did almost everything at least fairly well, and in some cases, very well. It looks like our scrum is solid. The work at the breakdown is nice. Maybe our lineouts weren't great, especially in the first half, but I felt it was better in the second. I'm not concerned about the defense or the line speed, to be perfectly honest. Although I do think we need to be on high alert against the Aussies and New Zealanders. Based on what I saw, those two teams' strength is their attack. Similarly, their weakness is their defense, both of them. I also think our backline is something to be very excited about. And on that note, Cheswell Uister looks like a very dangerous rugby player. What a future that kid has. Guillermo Mentu, I thought he also had a good game. I like the look of him. I also think Kyle Smith did well, but I think he can get his tactical kicking. If he can get that working better, then he could be a real X-factor player for us. in the forwards. I enjoyed the way Riley Norton led the side. And you guys know I'm a sucker for a loose forward. And yes, Tando Biela, Matt Romel, and Wandile Mlaba all looked very handy. Oh, and you know, I forgot to mention our scrum half, Hashim Peed. Jeepers, did he look dangerous? I'm telling you, I've not been this excited about our junior Springboks in a very, very long time. Now, how did we get here? Why is it that for 10 years, 12 years, the boys have had maybe one or two good tournaments, one or two decent showings? I'm talking about the Under 20 World Championship now. But generally speaking, we haven't really been there or thereabouts. There was that one year when we came up against England when the tournament was held in New Zealand where we were sort of there or thereabouts maybe, but we were clearly second best. But now, suddenly, it looks like something exciting is brewing here. And let me tell you something, it's not by accident. The boys have been in a series of camps in Stellenbosch going back nearly 6 months. Our boys also travelled to Georgia to play three matches in March, including two tests against their Georgian counterparts in Tbilisi. And you can see that that is what has happened. In the last few seasons, it has often looked like we just arrived at the Under 20 World Championship and hoped for the best. There is something distinctly different about 2025, and I just love it. Oh, I should also quickly tell you that I nearly missed the second half. Yes, that's right. Shortly before the halftime whistle blew, my five-year-old arrived out of nowhere and asked me to read Rapunzel to her. You can't say no to daddy's little girl, can you? Thankfully, Rapunzel didn't interfere too much with my ability to actually watch the match and put together a report for you. Something else that was cool was getting a glimpse of the Springbok jerseys with FNB on the front. I know the Springbok women have already donned the jerseys, but remember, the junior Springboks also have Hyundai on their shorts. So in that sense, we had never seen this kit before. And something else that I thought was really, really nice was the crowd. There were 9,000 people in the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. And you know what? I think the stadium takes 40, 45,000. So obviously nowhere near full. But it was nice to see that there were 9,000 people that wanted to go and attend an under 20 junior Springbok match. And you could see the crowd getting behind the team. I know that they really appreciated it. Our captain, Riley Norton, actually said as much in his post-match news conference. They felt the crowd, they enjoyed the support, and that's great. And I think that if you live in the area, it's only 20 Rand for a ticket. Why not head on over there and watch our boys take on the Aussies? That one is going to be on Tuesday. It's also a 4:10 kickoff. And stay tuned to my channel because I will put together a preview piece for you for the Junior Springboks versus Australia. I'll put that one out for you on Monday. Now, we mentioned that it was really cool to see the new Springbok jersey with FNB on it. We've also got Pick n Pay on the back, Hyundai on the shorts, as well as Coca-Cola. But I really can't wait to see what the senior Springbok jersey is going to look like later this year. No word yet on whether or not Nike are making new jerseys ahead of the Italy tests in July. And just before I go, guys, I'd like to quickly tell you about my Patreon page. That's a place where you can head on over to. The link is in the description area below. And you can sign up and join my Front Row Rugby Dream Team. You will get great benefits, like, for example, I might write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player. We could have quarterly Zoom calls where we discuss Springbok matches and tactics. And you can get your name featured in my YouTube videos. Those are just some of the benefits. And something else that you can get is discounts on my hopefully soon to be launched merchandise store, and I'm also hoping to be able to give away Springbok match day tickets and other merchandise. So head on over to my Patreon page, sign up as a patron. It starts from as little as $5 US per month. That's about 90 Rand these days. And there are other tiers as well, $10, $25, $50, and so on and so forth. So head on over there if you'd like to support my work. The reason that I'd like you to help me out is because I would love to do this full time, and I would love to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you from down under on a daily basis. So if you'd like to help me make that happen, head on over to my Patreon page, sign up, and I look forward to your company next time.